This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Coming to you live from the Lakeshore Manor, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's back, who's ready to talk about a whole bunch of gold diggers. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I didn't think that we would be here, but here we are, back to talk about Joe Millionaire Season 3, for richer or for poorer, and we may all be for poorer. Because somehow we are back here with a woman who...
Jenny's literally like shaking.
Because she's so excited to talk about more Joe Millionaire. It's Jenny Hundredaire, Jenny Autumn.
I'm shaking. I'm shook because I did not think that we would be here. But you know what? We challenged the listeners. And for richer or poorer, they decided they wanted to spend some more time with us on this podcast. So here we are.
Here we are.
And we're going to sift through some muddy water of this hour of television and see if there's any gold.
From the network that brought you Call Me Cat, Joe Millionaire 3. We were missing Call Me Cat right now for this.
It pained me to turn it off, Rob. I said, can we push... You know, we did 10 o'clock last week, Rob. Can we push this back? I got to watch Call Me Cat.
Yes. Do you think Mayim Bialik is watching Joe Millionaire Season 3?
She might be getting paid to.
Remember, she was watching Survivor One World, and she was like, I actually like Colton. That was her first questionable take of all time.
The early days of hot takes.
Her first hot take was, oh, Colton, I think he's actually pretty entertaining. Oh, my God. Is this a PJ party, Jenny?
I mean, I'm wearing track pants, which I'm pretty sure was just what the men were wearing, and like really tight t-shirts. So
yeah,
I think PJs is a state of mind, right?
Did we get dared to watch this show?
I do think that's what happened. Someone spinned the bottle and it was like the bottle had a million heads. There was no matter what, we were watching this again.
Well, even if you didn't watch Joe Millionaire, don't worry, because Jenny and I have been panning for gold to try to find out the nuggets.
I showed up in my finest athleisure to shake some muddy water.
Yes.
Trying to find something.
Trying to find something here to talk about here with you on our Joe Millionaire recap. Last week, Jenny, we told the listeners that if we got a certain number of Apple Podcast reviews, 16 was the magic number.
Sweet 16, baby.
And I am proud to report that we got approximately 22 Apple Podcast reviews.
Wow. I'm feeling 22.
Yeah.
Good
we
job.
We did it. In all seriousness, that we could not go back on the promise that this is not the type of podcast that deceives women. Okay.
Yes.
Been there, done that. That's not what this is about this time, okay?
We are not here to deceive you, the listeners, so we would absolutely not make a false promise like that. We're in it to win it. Like the women trying to win this game that we still don't know how you win.
There's
so much reference to playing the game, winning the game. 3 hours of this show later, I'm still not clear how this is supposed to end and how one wins. Are you trying to win $1 million by, like, is there a prize? Because in the previous Joe Millionaires, there was like some sort of like bargaining piece as well, because the original Joe Millionaire wasn't actually a millionaire. And so there was like the whole, like they get money if they stay together and all of that. Like what?
Yeah, I don't think the contestants knew that. I think that was kind of like at the end, if she's picked to stay with him after she found out that he had no money, then I think then they would get money. I think that that was kind of baked into the original Joe Millionaire. We don't know. Is there a marriage? Just like, okay, you pick the guy who could be like, but nothing says that, you know, Steven can't like date like a different person if he wants to. Like once they find out that he's worth $10 million, like I think any of the women from the show he's eligible to date. There seems like there's nothing binding at all.
Well, the premise that we were given, at least in the premiere, is that these two men are trying to find love and want to find and build connections with women that won't judge them by how much money they do or don't have, which they clearly both have money. But so we're meant to believe that the aim for these two men is to find a woman that wants them for them.
Mm-hmm.
For the women, I'm still not clear on what the casting process looked like for them and what kind of show they agreed to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like a big surprise that there were two guys and one is a millionaire and one is not. And mm-hmm. So I still am just a little confused about what the aim is. And it's like, oh, she's playing the game. It's like, what is the game? The game is to just get to the end and get chosen. But it's like,
I don't know. Jenny, what do they tell these women that are going to be on The Bachelor? Like, they tell them, like,
they at least know what show, like, they're trying out for.
And it's like, you'll get influence, you'll get followers on Instagram.
Well, I mean, that show has such a storied, like, you know,
like maybe you'll be the Jenny millionaire. It's like, if you play your cards right in this season and next season, Jenny millionaire.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. And you know what? That would be fun if we could switch this around in a future season and have a lady lead here.
So what would the show be like with the lady lead? That she is a she's a attractive woman that has money, and are any of the guys going to care?
I would love. Okay, here's. No, they aren't. Well, I don't know, because that's the classic trope, right? Like this is the
okay.
You know, like right. The old school, and that's what this show has. Is it's like very classic. Like, oh, the women just want money.
It's a
like,
throwback. It's a throwback to a
vintage.
Yes, vintage.
It's the greatest hit.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this is sort of a our woman is I think we're gonna go into she's gonna be an older woman. Okay,
but Rob, you're predicting what I was going to say.
An older woman, and we're going to get like, you know, young 20 something guys. Mm-hmm. And so, but and also that, hey, she's loaded, guys.
Yeah.
This is going to be your sugar mama.
No, this is literally what I was going to recommend as a concept for a show where it's like some sort of like cougar situation, but maybe if we want to add a little bit of deception in, because we all love a little bit of deception, mm-hmm. although we're not here to deceive women. But maybe we are here to deceive men after all.
Yeah.
So maybe she's like much older than she looks. And so that's the big surprise at the end where she doesn't reveal her age. And again, it gives us that classic trope that, you know, we love. It's like, oh, this men don't want an older woman.
Well, that's good. my counter proposal is that our woman is very poor, but we're gonna tell these like guys, these like 22-year-old guys, that she's very wealthy. And then these guys are going to be like, oh, this is going to be my sugar mama. And then you're going to want to watch every week when then they find out that they have been punked because none of them are old enough to remember Joe Millionaire. And so they won't even see it coming. And then they were just being like greedy, like little cougar Burps. Chasers. Yeah. And then it'll be like really funny.
I would watch that show. I would love that show. I think that there are so many people that you could cast on that show, and it would be absolute gold.
They're not nice guys. They're like, I love, that I date these women and I take all their money. Like, and so
they can just cast all of the F boys from F Boy Island. Like,
yes,
the job is already half done.
Yeah. Like, this is a great show.
I would watch this. I would be out.
We would podcast it. It would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But enough about the show that doesn't exist. Let's talk about
this one.
Talk about Joe Millionaire. And I do have to
say, someone's going to win. We don't know
whatever. Whatever. I do want to say that we got great response from the listeners. Thank you. That is our rocket fuel, okay?
Yes.
Yes. But words of affirmation about this podcast.
It's a big love language for us both, I think, Rob.
As podcasters, so there's really not many other love languages that we can,
that you
really
give us. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't really do anything for us.
I mean,
like,
the review is an act of service in a way.
I guess so.
So
So
you guys came through with your act of service.
You came
of
through.
Words
We're here for you. We're here for you. And also, I do want to say that to anybody from the show that's listening, thank you for being good sports and seemingly enjoy us talking about the show.
I think that makes me like the show more.
Yes.
Is that I like the cast and the higher ups and everyone involved seems to like not be taking it too seriously, which really brings me back to like early 2000s.
A simpler time on reality TV.
Yeah. Okay. And so, I think that's really what Joe Millionaire for Richard Reporter is really trying to capture. And to that, they're doing a great job. It's silly and fun for the most part. And, lots of promotion going on. They're doing a great job.
Okay.
So we appreciate everyone being good.
And so to the powers that be, I will do a live retweet of the tweet from @FoxTV tweeted, "In this house, we ship Caro and Kurt."
Do people even call her Caro?
I don't know, but they have a whole picture of a house.
In this house? Oh, I need to go to this. Wait.
Yeah.
Fox TV?
Fox TV.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right, live retweet. Let's see. Let's see if anybody interacts with it during the show. Okay.
Oh my god. It's literally like the
Yes, they're drawing the entire house.
Out of the house.
In this house, we ship Carol and Kurt.
Oh no. Okay.
All right, Jenny, this was a night where and we'll go through the whole thing, but our headline at this hour saw a woman. Her name was Doris. Doris
her
is gone.
Her name is Doris.
Oh, my God. Everybody, sit down. You'll never believe it. I hope you're sitting down for this. Doris was eliminated. This is huge news, everybody. Beloved Joe Millionaire. Beloved
contestant.
Doris. Doris.
No,
the dancing Doris is gone. What happened?
So don't ask.
Yeah.
We definitely did not see this coming a mile away. This was not telegraphed for the whole second half.
Jenny, here's the big shocker for me in this episode. One person went home.
I know. Okay. So here's the thing, Rob. Last week you said, what does Joe Millionaire need to do to get you back next week? And I said, let's make it shorter. Let's do more with less.
1 hour was better.
I felt a little bit more rejuvenated today, knowing that I was like, okay, it's an hour. You know what I mean? I like a nice tight hour of television. That's great. But I said, do more with less. Not this. I was not expecting one person. We only eliminated one person.
How many weeks will this show be?
So here's the other thing. I've been trying to find some sort of information on how long the run of this show is. It sounds like people, or the internet seems to think it might be like 9 episodes and that it ends late February.
I think it's 13.
13?
Johnny, we started with 16 women. We got rid of 2 in the premiere. We got rid of 1 tonight. We're down to 13.
There's not going to be 11 more episodes of this. I read that I believe the expected finale date is February 24th. And so that means we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more episodes.
Who's this from? According to who?
Listen, I don't share my sources. I don't know.
Martin the Butler?
Yeah. No, he said don't ask.
Don't ask. If you have
how long does this show go? Don't ask.
So don't ask.
Yeah.
Do you not know? We're just trying to plan our podcasting, please.
Sorry.
We just need a little information.
What is this, a free for all?
No, I'm sorry.
He's truly a gift.
Okay. All right. Jenny, let's
one person.
Okay, well, let's start off. We start this show at the gentlemen's quarters. We spend a lot of time at the gentlemen's quarters, and
they're always in the kitchen.
They're always in the kitchen, and I that for the record, Steven and Kurt, that they have some weird stuff going on here. Did you happen to notice how many eggs? Two guys in the house. How many eggs do you think Steven and Kurt have?
Between the two of them.
Between the two of them.
I'm going to say 8.
8 eggs. No. These men have 3 dozen eggs in the refrigerator.
Oh, in the refrigerator. Yes. I thought you were talking about actively being made.
No.
Eggs can last a pretty long time.
Maybe those are all their eggs for the whole show.
That's what I'm, yeah, it's the whole, that's the
don't put all your eggs in one basket, shipment. Guys.
Yeah. That's what Kurt wants to do.
Kurt also seemed to be drinking a pint glass of milk.
Filled,
right?
That's a lot of milk. Was he like, okay, who is just drinking like just raw, just a glass of milk, a big glass of milk. Not right. To accompany anything. Like,
right.
I understand you're having like a nice warm cookie or like, you know, you're having like a, like maybe more of like a sweet breakfast, like a pancake or a waffle or French toast.
Mm-hmm.
A nice glass of milk with that, sure. But this man is just waking up and just.
Got to get ready for my 9 dates today.
And he's not even the farmer. Like. I would maybe at least understand this from Steven. You know, he has an affinity. He understands and you know, he's one with the cow and he you know, grew up on the dairy. But I don't know. It couldn't be me. I at least turn it into a latte. You know, froth that milk, add some espresso. Now we're talking. But you're just drinking like 400 calories of milk just for fun?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Look, that's Kurt's got swag. Okay.
That milk bag swag.
Okay.
Milk bags are a thing in Canada.
Yes. I recall from Robin giving you an escape room. Okay.
Yeah.
So we go to Butler Martin. Martin the Butler brings everybody together to tell them today we're going to find out. Who is the ultimate gold digger?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And more gold panners.
Yeah, there was no digging going on. I mean, does reaching their fingers into the the pan to scoop out the gold count as digging?
I guess so. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, Martin, the butler, he says this to us.
And as they say in my country, may the gold digging begin.
That's classic
British phrase. Let the gold digging begin.
Listen, the jury's still out on whether this man is British.
Yes.
I did see somebody else on Twitter ask if the accent was real. And he's like, oh, but it is. So I'm not the only one that's, questioning because he's just such a character. He's literally playing a part. And so I'm just like,
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just not sure that he's truly British, but I did not know that this was a saying across the pond.
Yeah.
Let the gold digging begin.
Yeah. I'm getting sucked in, Jenny. I clicked on the Joe Millionaire hashtag. I see.
Oh,
the cast, the cast is tweeting away.
Nonstop. See, okay. Last week, Rob, I said, this is one person, but if this is one person, are they superhuman?
They're superhuman.
How are they doing this? Because they're all tweeting constantly. I don't understand how it can't be one person. I don't think it's physically possible anymore.
Yeah. I do have to say too, a person named Alyssa on Twitter tweeted to @JoeMilFox. It's an hour only. I need more crying emoji. And officially Susan from, Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne.
Suzanne, who hates Rachel, had the audacity to tweet, same though. Ma'am.
Is it a quote tweet?
No. Oh, she quoted, oh, okay. She quote tweeted quote Alyssa. Tweet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, what a well-used quote tweet.
Yeah. Ma'am, same, please. Though. Please.
Well, to be fair, we did not see Suzanne at all this episode until she was saved at the end. So
remember her?
I could see Suzanne saying, same though, I could use another hour that I was on.
Oh yeah, I guess if you didn't get a lot of screen time.
Yeah, so not the worst take for her.
Yeah. By the way, Jenny, up to 6 people have liked my tweet about in this house. we stand Carol and Kurt.
Do we have to? Do I have to move out of the house if I don't?
Yes, get out.
Am I getting evicted?
Go to the you can't go to the gentleman's house, and you can't go to
the gentleman's quarters.
Yeah, the lake shore house.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right,
I don't want to have to stand them.
You have to. Okay,
I guess.
So let's talk about panning for gold here. This scene.
What do you think of Rodney?
Well, yeah, Rodney the Prospector is here.
Is that what that's called?
I guess so.
In my notes, I wrote Rodney the Gold Guy because I couldn't remember what the title of his job or role is. I immediately just disappeared from my brain. So he just became the Gold Guy.
Yeah.
The Prospector. That sounds really fancy.
Does it?
I mean, kind of.
I don't know. I don't know. I think if you are a person who's panning for gold in the year 2022, I think that you've fallen on hard times. Like, I don't think it's really, maybe you could be mining for Bitcoin, but panning for gold, I think they found all the good gold already.
Right. How is this happening in 2021? I guess probably when this was filmed. Yeah. Honestly, Rodney was like, if the show really lived up to what it said and they gave us one person that is extremely rich and one person that is actually poor.
And Rodney should have been out there too.
Yeah. Replace Kurt with Rodney. They both have the long hair. He's just like got the ponytail thing going on instead of the man bun.
Jenny, how many women do you think would have talked themselves into that Rodney was actually the millionaire?
I mean, probably a couple, because they're like, what is the point of this show if it's so obvious? Right?
Yeah. I bet a lot would have. That's the next show. Sure. That's the next show that we do this exact thing again. And then what, you know, and then Rodney is the other guy.
Yes. And like, just make it so hilarious, blatantly obvious, so that people are overthinking and we get great confessionals about these women trying to be like, Rodney is like, oh my God, just like my dream guy. Mm-hmm. And like trying to really sell that they are falling for this gold man.
Yeah.
Gold guy.
Gold man. Yeah. Or as they say.
And as they say in my country, may the gold digging begin.
Okay.
You could be digging for Rodney.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I just think that would be a little bit closer to the concept they're trying to sell us here.
Mm-hmm.
We have the rich guy and the reasonably wealthy guy.
Yeah, the two guys. Very important. Okay. Jenny, what did you think about the women panning for gold this week?
Oh, man. I mean, I've watched a lot of these like competition dates on these shows. There's so many of them. And this was just not compelling television, Rob.
Yeah.
They were just, well, I had no concept of what was happening. And like, well, like aside from the confessionals of being like, Jenny's got a fat stack or whatever it was that they said.
Yeah.
I had no idea who was doing well. And
I don't think you were supposed to. I think it was really your mileage may vary of how much enjoyment you got out of the women leaning over and splashing in the water.
Yeah. And furiously shaking
and shaking and splashing. Yeah. I think that that's really I think that might have been all that was there. You could be panning for more, but I think that that's what they were going for.
Yeah, no, there was definitely, you know, the purpose of the shaking and the leaning over and the wear your tightest sports athleisure outfit, which is apparently all of them. That was like what they chose to wear.
Yeah, I don't think that they were wearing the typical gold panning uniform.
Yeah, what do you like? I would like them to come dressed like Rodney.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's on like a flannel shirt and overalls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and like ill-fitting jeans or something, you know, like that's what, like, let's make this real.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm here for. I want a reality show.
Yeah, we're here. It's called reality TV. Okay, Fox. All right.
No one's panning for gold in Lululemon. Okay. That shit's expensive. You don't want to get dirt on it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So, Jenny, as Rodney was explaining how this was going to go, we had like some confessionals between the guys, and they're like, yeah, we just want to see, like, you know, if the women can, you know, just have fun and get dirty. And Kurt said this.
Point of this is to find a girl that matches our personality.
Wait, the point of this is to find girls that match their personalities? I thought that the point of this was to find a woman who was going to accept Steven for not being like, where did you come into this, Kurt?
I mean, for Kurt, it's like he's looking for them to accept him for potentially being rich, but potentially not being rich, so that when they find out that he's not super rich, they're still okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's still confusing what the aim is for Kurt here, but they're trying to match their personality, and what better way to do that by having them pan gold?
Okay.
Like, it was a very shoehorned, like, you know, statement here from Kurt.
Yeah. Okay. So we know Carolyn and Kurt, they have chemistry. And of course, we know from last week's episode that, you know, Kurt digs everything about Carolyn except for the fact that she has an ex-husband. He is not into that.
Yeah. Yeah, he has like big jealous man energy where I feel like at some point later in the episode, he like makes a reference to like not being super comfortable with the fact that like her ex is going to be in her life forever mm-hmm. because of the kid. It's just like he's really fixated on this whole concept. And yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about that, but she's perfect, but there's always got to be a catch, mm-hmm. you know, as he said.
And so the thing about Carolyn, in addition to being hot for Kurt, that the women seem to think that she also actually is, as they say.
And as they say in my country, may the gold digging begin.
Yes.
Yeah. She's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was lots of confessionals suddenly about Carolyn is playing the game. She
only cares about Kurt's money.
She wants the millionaire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She thinks Kurt's the millionaire. That's why she's going after him.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of out of nowhere. And it's like one of those things where you never know if the women actually have an opinion about the like person that's doing well and whether mm-hmm. it's a jealousy thing or whether like they truly think that they're like a bad person. It's like you have no idea what's going on. But suddenly mm-hmm. that's what is going on with Carolyn is that she's in it for the money.
Yeah. Okay. And then also Jenny. Remember Jenny from last week?
Barely. I mean, she has my name, so I did remember that.
Yes. We know this.
Jenny's literally like shaking.
We learned last week Jenny was a lawyer by day and does VIP bottle service by night.
Yes.
She is the second best gold digger. Gold panner. Gold panner. And she is going to get to go on a date. Solo dates for Carolyn and for Jenny.
What did you think about the women like insinuating that Carolyn cheated to win? Do you feel that there was production interference where they're like, okay, let's just rip off the Band-Aid. We need Carolyn and Kurt to have a date. Do you feel like there was some sort of nefarious stuff going on here? Because there was one confessional saying like Carolyn must have cheated. So it makes me think that like she was not doing well. And for some reason it suddenly
what do you think? They put her in the spot that had the most gold. Did they draw for spots?
It's like the purple or the orange stool to do the fire making. Mm-hmm. It's like they purposely put her in the spot that had the most gold.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Just those tinfoil hats, people.
What is this, a free-for-all?
Yeah, I guess so.
It was for her.
Okay. So, all right. So those are going to be the dates. All right. Did we know at all, Jenny? Do we have any observance of it's Steven's birthday?
Suddenly it was. And if I felt like it came up awkwardly between Steven and Kurt, yeah. where he was like,
you know what?
I just turned 27. He's like, oh, yeah, happy birthday.
I'm going to say it. I bet it wasn't even his birthday. This man is lying about his income. I bet they're lying about his birthday.
I mean, After the episode, find
Steven on. I'm gonna go look him up on Wikipedia. Well, I don't know.
I looked up his birthday already.
What's his
birthday?
Because you did his horoscope.
Well, I was trying. Yeah, I wanted to find out their signs because I thought that Kurt was giving me like Scorpio energy, but it turns out he's a Capricorn. Apparently,
okay.
His birthday is January 4th, just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven, his birthday is the 30th of November. So he's a Sagittarius. So
unless they filmed this a year ago.
No, do you think they filmed this
6 weeks ago?
I mean, some of the post-production, the voiceovers seem a little
rough. I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out because it was like this was during filming. But like what a weird thing to fake. It's like
okay.
Second. We're just taking his birthday?
Second. Okay. What did you think about Steven's alleged birthday dinner?
Oh, that was confusing. They were sitting there at the table, the two of them, eating what appeared to be giant heaping bowls of iceberg lettuce. I couldn't even see if there were other vegetables there. It didn't even look like a salad. I don't know if it was one of those wedge salads.
Steven, what do you want for your birthday? Just give me a salad. Yeah, I'll take one. Yeah. That sounds good. I'll take one of those.
It didn't even look like a salad. It literally just looked like half a head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
It looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Wasn't one of the tweets last week about that they didn't get fed?
Yep. You know what? They do. Look, they like to get these contestants a few drinks.
Yeah. Listen, well, we got the alcohol budget is like tight. So if you have an empty stomach,
yeah.
Listen, eat this head of lettuce. Happy birthday, Stephen.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll drizzle some balsamic on it for you. Here's a glass of milk. Wash that down.
All right. So, but luckily the women come to the rescue because they send an invite to invite Kurt and Steven to the manor for a PJ party.
How do you feel about PJ parties? How do you feel like about like any sort of themed dress party? I feel like you hate that.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
But what about a PJ theme where it's like, at least you're going to be comfortable.
Yeah. What were Kurt and Steven wearing? Did they, I mean, what were their pajamas?
I said they were like wearing like
yeah.
not even like full track pants. It was like, they were probably like Lululemon, like athletic pants or something like that.
Yeah.
The fix
would have been in. I would say call shenanigans if like we found out that Steven and also Kurt had like you know, full matching like flannel pajamas that they were going to be wearing.
They had bowling shirts made for Kurt and Carolyn at this date. So I don't believe that they couldn't have given them proper pajama, like a full on, like with the collar.
You would have liked
bananas
that.
And pajamas type
bananas
feet. Like that's what. Then that would have been funny if they showed up in matching pajamas. Like that would be funny.
It would have been. That was a misfire.
They looked completely normal walking in. They were just wearing shirts and pants.
Jenny, truth or dare or dare or dare?
Here's the thing. Truth or dare, I think that the point is to have a choice, but no one really wants people to pick truth. So I guess I understand the dare or dare, but like it also is just done poorly sometimes where like the dares are really stupid.
I think that the biggest problem here with truth or dare is that they literally are told...
Don't ask.
Yeah. I mean, there's very limited on the number of truth questions they can answer.
Yeah. And yeah, because like you can't be like, okay, well, which one of you has money? But, you know, sometimes truth
I
can
dare
get spicy.
One of you to tell me how much money you have.
I dare you to show me your online banking app.
Yeah. I dare you to give me your PIN number for your ATM card.
But I think that like truth can get spicy if used properly. So like if they were looking for this to cause a little drama, like with the right people asking the right questions, being like, oh, like, what do you think of this person or something? Like, I don't know. But even like some of the dares were just so dumb. It was just like
Kurt dance like a ballerina. Well,
yeah.
Well, what are we like 3 years old at this party?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was some like,
yeah.
Elementary school.
That one of the women was dared to do an impression of Martin the Butler. Did you catch this, Jenny?
I did.
Yes.
Annie, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And this was the impression of Martin the Butler.
My country, they say size matters.
Hold on a second. One, so that in my country, they say that's Martin's catchphrase?
Well... It must be because he literally said in this episode, like they say in my country, let the gold digging begin.
Yes. So, okay. And then second, this is a British phrase.
My country, they say size matters.
Size matters.
Let the gold digging begin because size matters. It's the size of the gold.
Yeah. Again, this, I guess that, good thing for Steven that, this is being played in Britain.
This is a horrible first impression for me. I should have kept my jeans on.
Yeah.
I should have kept my jeans on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But luckily this is the USA.
In my head.
Okay. We don't say size yeah, matters
the
around
size
here.
Size does not matter here. So,
that's what we say here in America. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. Like we say in America, I should have kept my jeans on.
Should have kept my jeans on. Okay. All right. Andrea. Okay, this is a woman on this show.
I remember because she has two E's in her name.
Andrea with two E's.
Two E's, yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's what I remember.
She is going to give Steven a lap dance.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
She did never imagine that she would be doing this, but here she is.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those moments where you're like, what am I doing? I need to take some stock of my life here. I'm on some unknown reality show.
Yeah.
I have probably exchanged 10 words with this mm-hmm, guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I am giving him a lap dance on his so-called birthday.
Mm-hmm. I have a very unique pajamas. Name that is easy to search on the internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some girl got sent away immediately. We don't know why. Don't know what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we, like, let's rewind a second, Rob.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get any information from the girls when, what's her face, last week got sent home immediately? The girl that knew Steven on social media. Like, they yada yada that, did they not? Like, he sent her home, but, like, why didn't we get any explanation, like...
Oh, why weren't the other women told that she left?
Yeah.
And they probably were just like, we heard that she has COVID.
Oh, that's actually a pretty easy out.
Yeah.
I guess.
They probably just made up something that wasn't like good for television or right. or something like that. That they just like, or they probably were like, oh, her dad died. And it was really sad. And then it was like,
really, it ruined the night.
Right. Well, Martin, the butler was like, all right, let's call it for the night.
yeah. I mean, he runs the show.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Basically, they probably just like told them something that was just like, would probably just like be like a logical explanation why she would left, but would not be like a good part of the show.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I just was like, how are they going to explain this? Because there was a very specific reason why she didn't get to stay longer. And I thought that would be interesting to theorize. But apparently I'm asking for too much here. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But there was like twerking on the table.
Twerking.
How do you feel about Carolyn's twerking?
I got to try to remember.
Do you think that really sealed the deal for Kurt?
I mean, I think that the deal had already been sealed Carolyn. Yeah. But I feel like that there was, Carolyn was twerking on the table and not like, she wasn't saying to Steven,
you know what? I'm going to give him a little bit of the sass.
I mean, she was giving the whole room a little bit of the sass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, all right. Then they dare the guys. All right, guys. We dare you to take your shirts off and do 10 push-ups.
If it's my birthday, I'm like, F you. No. Like... I'm not doing push-ups on my birthday. I'm pulling a full Rodney at that point, and not Rodney the gold panner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I'm not, you know, dancing for you like some monkey on my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and like the you know, but this is what we're always looking for. We're looking for the sound bites of like, oh my god, their bodies. It's very, again, early 2000s reality show.
Yep.
So
yep.
We should be expecting this. Mm-hmm. But
yep. So yes. So all right. Well, thank you, Daddy Kurt. Thank you, Daddy Stephen, for The push-ups, okay?
Rob.
Yeah.
You're testing me.
Jenny's literally like shaking.
Okay. So we get some alone time for some people. Rachel, remember Rachel from last week?
How could I forget?
Remember Rachel?
<Da-na-na-na>.
She didn't have a lot of screen time in the episode this week, but she did.
She made it count. She made it count.
Yeah. Okay. She had the chance to have a conversation with Steven. And Steven was impressed with her camo outfit. It was solid.
Yeah, he wanted to make the really great joke of, oh, where's Rachel? I can't mm-hmm. see her. She's in camo. That never gets old, so.
So, Steven, he's hitting it off with Rachel. And, you know, the cocktails are always flowing at the Lakeshore Manor.
Yes.
This much we know. Okay.
They were drinking, like, cheap, like, champagne out of, like, plastic cups.
Mm-hmm. So, there was a point where it looked like to me, Jenny, that Steven was going to go. He was trying to, like pull her in for a kiss. But I think Rachel thought he wanted to tell her a secret.
See, I thought that she just thought that she was getting like, you know, like the European cheek kiss type
yes.
thing.
Okay.
Because she did go full cheek in, and I feel
I
like
thought she wanted a secret.
I think he got his tongue all over her face. I think it was like a full like dog lick.
He missed
type situation. Yeah. Cause it was very awkward. And she was like, and he was like trying to guide her face. He's like, no, I'm doing this,
mm-hmm.
which like sort of uncomfortable because I feel like sometimes like people will do the swerve when they're like, ah, I don't want the kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
But I don't actually think that was what she was doing. I think she just misread the situation.
I think it was a misread on her part. So
yeah,
I'm going back. I'm trying to look at that moment now.
What do you think the secret would have been?
Look, we can only guess on this show.
I'm that just serious. Come here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think maybe you're right. I don't think it was the secret. I think it was a cheek kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like
she
their first
surprised.
Time talking. So. Yeah. I understand where she's coming from being like, oh, okay.
All right.
Do you have like a word count? You're like, okay, I got 30 words in with this girl. Mm-hmm. Time to kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Kurt, he basically tells us he likes hanging out with the women because they don't know that he's poor.
He's not poor.
Mm-hmm. But he likes it. Gosh. Okay. But now here comes Annie. And I think the women that they must have like, I don't know if this is something that's just like a vibe in the house. It's like, boy, I better start getting aggressive with these guys because I don't want to get sent home. I got to make my move.
It's time's true, ticking. Though.
Yeah.
Like that's what they've learned. And there's a lot fewer of these women on this show than like on The Bachelor. Like The Bachelor starts with like 30 women for one guy.
And by the way, I was on The Bachelor Rehap Up this week. Love is in the air, Jenny. I was on The Bachelor Rehap Up this week. It's a fun season of The Bachelor. There's a woman named Cassidy who's out of control. Another woman named Shanae who's out of control on the Bachelor. But The Bachelor would kiss like 7 women.
Well, do you think that that's just like the numbers, right? Like that's like a percentage because there's so many more for one person. Yeah. So,
well, I kind of feel like that the women come into these shows like, well, if I don't make out with the guy, I'm probably not getting a flower. So I got to go for it.
It is kind of how it works. It's like mm-hmm. if you like the whole process is accelerated. You are, you know, expected to be engaged to someone at the end of like 6 weeks. So I'm sorry if you're holding back from like kissing on the first date or like you know, kissing after the first sentence.
Mm-hmm. Go for like, it. TikTok.
You might get left behind.
Yeah. All right. So here's Annie, who I don't really, did she have any story last week?
I don't remember her last week.
Well, here she is this
week. I did not know who she was until she did her Martin the Butler impression.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is ready and she's here to make out with Steven.
Yeah.
She's going for it. Okay. So Steven, look at him. Kiss
two
women on his birthday. But he now realizes that now the women are going to start talking.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't think that this is the first time that this has happened to Steven. Steven very much strikes me as the kind of guy that it's like on Survivor where it's like the last person to talk to that person is like the person that's going to influence their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's Steven, where it's like the woman that's in front of him at the time, he's very excited about.
Yes.
And that's who he's very interested in. And then it's like he is a goldfish, and then it's like he forgets, and then like there's something else in front of him and he's like, oh wow, mm-hmm. you're really great. And I think that that's what happened here. And I don't think this is the first time that this has happened, and I don't think that he thought it was a big deal. I think Kurt thought it was more of a big deal, and it seemed like Kurt was the one that was being like, this is gonna get messy, they're gonna start talking. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because
he's gone away with this before, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Steven's like, I don't think it's going to change anything in the house. And Kurt was like, really? Really? You don't think so?
Yeah. Which I enjoy. Like, I love, you know, the reality checks between the two of them.
And Steven said, well, maybe I wasn't thinking with my smartest head.
Yes.
I think he might have been.
Yep.
Okay. So. But instantly, the women talk. Rachel is very upset about this. Jenny, can you help me understand what is Rachel saying here?
Yeah. Nope. He kissed everyone on lips that he talked to.
He kissed everyone on the lips that he talked.
That he talked to. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that true? Is that true?
Rachel interpreter.
Did he kiss everybody on the lips that he talked to?
I mean, okay. So here's the thing is she was also quoted to say he's kissed everyone.
Yeah.
Which
was not true.
As we saw, is just not true.
Demonstrably not true.
Yes. But then she says he kissed everyone he talked to. Now, we did only see him talking privately one-on-one with Rachel and Annie. So perhaps that really is true, and those were the only two women he had one-on-one time with.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe she's right, but I don't know. I also thought Steven seemed kind of drunk.
Very possible. Very possible. Again, and the man only had a salad for dinner. There's nothing to absorb the alcohol. Right.
They're just, like, drinking, like, full cups of like, champagne.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jenny,
on a salad diet.
Time for the date draft. Okay. Carolyn, she is going to pick Kurt, of course, in this house. We stan Kurt and Caro.
Kurt and Caro, the only classic pair.
The only Caro I know still on reality TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's been a better week for this Caro. And so
yeah, definitely.
Then Jenny, she is going to go on a date with the sloppy seconds with Steven.
So that's the other thing is that Martin the Butler explains that like all the themes of the dates are all about like the high life and like and then the simple life. And so the choice of the date is not just about choosing what man you go with, but like the kind of date you get to go on. So last week it was randomized where they were picking boxes that had shoes in them. But this time, you know, because Carolyn had the most gold, she got to choose not only who she was going with and the type of date.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
like, which is such an easy choice. Like, even if you're looking to have a fancy life, like, are you really picking the opera date?
Mm-hmm. Jenny, I really thought it was going to be like a bait and switch because Martin the Butler is like, one of these dates is going to be you will be picked up in a limo and go someplace very fancy. And like, I'm like, okay, what are they like? They're going to take them to the funeral parlor. Like, I don't know what they were going to do. But then it's like, no, it was exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, he said, oh, you be wined and dined. And then the other one is just low key. Like, that's how he described it. It was low key. And it kind of just comes back to like the whole like richer or poorer of it all, where it's like, it's not like the other date is bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like one date is like incredible and it's like the most magical and romantic setting you've ever had. And like, then like the next one is like, you know, like shoveling cow manure or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. The other date was fine. It was good.
It was fine. All right. So, all right. Jenny and Steven will go to the opera. Kurt and Carolyn go bowling. We see a little bit more at first of Kurt and Carolyn bowling.
Have you ever been on a bowling date?
I'm sure I have gone bowling with the first lady of podcasting, but when I was courting Nicole, I don't think that our destination was the bowling alley too many times.
I think it's a fun date, honestly.
It's not bad.
I think it's like there's like enough time to like, it's not like a fast paced game where you have to like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. It's like properly competitive. Everyone's always bad. You get to wear the stupid shoes. Mm-hmm. There's like enough like playfulness that comes along.
Mm-hmm. You get some beer.
You get to look
beer.
At each other's butts a lot.
Get
like,
some
I
apps.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some apps. I did not think you were going to say apps.
Sure. Sure.
It was going to get some sass.
Some sass. You can look at everybody's sass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sass all around.
All right. So they're having a nice date. Carolyn says to him, and seemingly here, Jenny, in like a playful, flirty way, I thought, you know, you could get to know the other women because I just want you to be comfortable when you choose me. I was like, oh, like, what a confident woman.
It's a good line.
It was a good line. Yeah,
it is. It absolutely was. Where it's like, you know, she's basically saying like, I'm not going to be like jealous and like, you know, possessive about you. I think that you should get to know these other women. I'm so confident in our connection that I know that you're going to end up with me because we have the best connection. But at least you've tested it out with everyone else. So, you know, for sure. Like, mm-hmm. what a baller thing to say.
Okay. So, well done, Carolyn, here. Put a pin in that, but not a bowling pin. Put a pin in this line. Okay. We're going to revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jenny, let's talk about Steven and Jenny. They have a date. I mean, the opera date, it made it sound like, oh, this is going to be terrible. Like, it seemed like they had an incredible dinner, and then a woman came out and sang a song.
It was, like, a little bit awkward in that, like, you know, it was just, I guess it was, like, a private opera just for them. I feel like it felt, like, a little uncomfortable because they're, like, in this big auditorium, and it's, like, I don't know. I just feel like that placement was kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. But again, nothing really happened. It wasn't even much of a date. They just literally sat in a room in nice clothing.
Right.
And then someone sang.
And then, so they have the date. Okay. And then we have a big moment in the show. Okay. That Jenny says to Steven, I have something that I have to tell you. And that is that she tells him that she had been 6 years ago a victim of sex trafficking. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Like, tonally, I'm in one show. And then I've got something to tell you. And it's like, oh, I can't wait to make fun of this. And then I hear that I've been the victim of sex trafficking. I am really just, I'm taking, oh, this, I'm not in this show anymore.
It was the exact same experience where I was like, this is a thing that happens in these one-on-one dates on shows like The Bachelor, where it's like, this is a vulnerable moment. And like, sometimes there is like a little bit of a serious like matter, but like not to this level. And also the way that it was packaged was also a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
I did not feel like prepared
for
the subject matter and how it was handled, and the way that it got moved on from also was kind of confusing to me. So I totally completely agree with what you're saying, where it did feel like a different show for like a minute.
Yeah. Because look, we're in the midst of very like silly show, gold diggers panning for gold.
Twerking on tables. Right.
We're in one show. And then all of a sudden we get this reveal about something that is a super serious subject, period, full stop. Okay. And this was, and then, We don't really get any other follow-up on it.
It felt very yada yada.
Well, yeah, very yada yada. And last week, Jenny said that, she said, I'm a lawyer and I just got a $13 million settlement. I'm like, wow, she must be, must have been involved in some very high profile cases.
She say that last week?
Last week she talked about she was like, and I just did a $13 million settlement. But this week we find out the $13 settlement was over the second being the victim in the sex trafficking.
Yeah, that is.
She has more money than he does.
So really, I mean, maybe that's the story that we're looking for here, is that like she is the least concerned about finding the millionaire.
Because yeah,
she's probably the richest one there. But yeah, it was like very confusing the way that they, and I'm sure like everything is edited.
Sure.
Maybe it was a longer conversation.
I'm sure. No doubt. Jenny is probably sitting here saying that like, okay, they could have at least let me tell my story.
Yeah. And I mean, It's a tricky thing because it's like you can't not include that at all, because that's worse. Mm-hmm. If she was like, I just told a very personal thing about my experience on this one-on-one date, which is the time that you would think that this would have been aired. But it did just seem like weirdly cut. And also Steven's like response.
Yeah, what did you think of Steven's reaction?
Kurt, it was better than Kurt responding to Carolyn having a child and an ex-husband. Mm-hmm. But it also did, like, it was a little bit weird to me where he was like, oh my God, well, you know what? That is not going to change how I feel. But it's like, she wasn't the one that sex trafficked people. You know what I mean? It was like, of course it shouldn't change how you view her. Like, she had something bad happen to her.
Right.
It's not like she, like, you know, was part of like a sex trafficking ring where she was like a perpetrator and like went to jail or something like that. Like, it was just like a strange way of commenting on that topic, which makes me think that it had to have been edited a certain way. But I just left it being like, what just happened? It was very strange. And then it's just like we moved on from it.
Steven said it was the best date I ever had. Couldn't have gone better.
Yeah, well, I think Steven is just a very enthusiastic guy.
Yeah.
And again, like, I don't know. It did seem like they had a nice time. And honestly, Jenny seems really down to earth. Like, she really seemed comfortable, and it did seem like they have, like, a good rapport with each other. So I believe that it was probably a good date. A date like that, you probably have lots of time to talk, because what else did they do besides have that woman sing to them for like 2 minutes? Mm-hmm. So they probably did talk about a lot. But yeah, it was a bombshell.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, it was a bombshell that was just like, not really treated as such.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. OK.
It's hard, though, because it's like the show is trying to be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, there's like an identity thing going on with this show here, where it's like, it does feel like an old school reality show, which is fun. Mm-hmm. But also there's like touches of like present day
Not many.
But
yeah,
when it happens, you're like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, yeah. We have a butler dressed like how a butler character would have been dressed in like 2002. Mm. And then like we've got like the men in their like tight little ankle pants that you love.
Doing
Rob.
Push-ups. Yeah.
Doing push-ups. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Twerking on tables.
Twerking. Yeah. Okay. We had a lot of talk about how Kurt and Caro both went to Tulum, Jenny.
Yeah, like I didn't even notice how that came up.
But it, like, Kurt went there for business, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of construction meetings going on in Tulum.
I mean, this is all just what she's gathering, because she mentions that him being a millionaire would be great for her and her son. Mm-hmm. So what's going on in Tulum?
A lot from what I understand.
I don't, it's just like resorts, isn't it? I don't know. I don't really know much about.
I think it's a wild time there. It's a wild place.
Is it like Cabo?
Yeah. Let me see if I can contextualize it for you. I believe Aris Bushkauskas was married there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Does that paint the picture for you a little bit?
Fully painted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many brush strokes.
Yeah, that's Tulum.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hot vacation destination.
Yeah.
All right.
People also ask, is Tulum better than Cancun?
Hmm.
That's one of the Google questions about it.
Yeah. I think it depends what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny, the women back at the house are talking about, so some women are spiraling. we see, who is it? That Doris, it feels like she's not connecting.
Yeah, Doris is starting to recognize that, you know, she might, you know, be not making, she's hearing Carolyn talk about her connections and she's nervous that she's not doing enough and is like wasting her time here.
Yeah.
And
she was.
Understandable.
Yeah.
She was.
True.
Because again, like, you have to move fast. There is limited time. This mm-hmm. is very accelerated. And like, you know, Carolyn's going on dates with Kurt and is straight up talking about when you pick me. And like, Doris sounds like she hasn't even had a conversation mm-hmm. one-on-one with either of these guys. Like, yeah, you really start to see the writing on the wall at that point.
Yes. And also Sarah Rose, who we talked a lot about last week, about Sarah, who seems to have some insecurities. She needs answers from Kurt.
Yeah.
To what questions? We don't know.
We don't know what the questions are. We don't even really know what she has to say.
If we did know what the questions were, we'd have to say,
don't ask.
Yeah.
That is definitely what Martin would say. Don't ask those questions.
He will later on.
This is a free for all.
Yeah. So Sarah Rose basically says, like, Steven is not her type. So she's pretty much written off that she's not going to be pursuing Steven. But Kurt, like, there's something about him. He makes her nervous and she needs to just try something. So she's
got, feeling she's the coming anxiety. Up with a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Starts working on it.
All right. So we're going to then have everybody come back home. And we had some, you know, some girl talk about how everything went.
Yeah, people didn't love that Carolyn was, like, outlining all the times that they kissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kissing and telling, apparently not.
Yeah. So, is this when Carolyn is going to talk to the rest of the women? It happens sometime around here. Let's talk about it. Okay.
I believe this was when this happened. Yeah. She's talking about they kissed.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Does he have $10 million?
Tell me more. Did he bowl a good game? Okay. Okay. So, Jenny, Carolyn's going to tell the other women, hey, look, Don't worry. Okay. Yeah. I know you think that, look, it's all like, just like Kurt and I have a thing, but it's not even like that.
But I did tell him, like, obviously I want you to, be open to dating the other women, because when you do choose me, I want to make sure that, like, you explore everything.
Why would you say that?
I have the same question. I don't even know whose soundbite that was, but
yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. But
why would you say that?
Why would you say that? Yeah, didn't hit the same the second time.
No,
It was powerful. It was badass the first time delivered to Kurt. Yes. Chef's kiss.
Right.
So good.
Right. But Jenny,
not the same audience.
So this second time around, it kind of undid it the first time around for me, because it seems like that this is, she really kind of feels this way. I already know you're picking me. And so date whoever you want. I don't care. You're going to pick me anyway. It just seems like it seemed like kind of like a flirty line the first time around. But now I think she really thinks this.
Oh, 100%. I think she thinks it. Mm-hmm. Which is understandable, because I think that, you know, Steven and Kurt are very different. And that is actually something that comes up with the women quite a bit. And I think that Steven, as we've seen, it's like, ooh, new shiny object in front of my face. I'm very interested in you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you. This is great. You're the best date I've ever had. Now you're the best date I've ever had. With Kurt, I think he very much gets focused on one thing. He said numerous times in this episode, he falls hard and fast. And I think that everyone can see that. And they're like, yeah, he's fixated on Carolyn. And she obviously recognizes that too. So she does kind of feel like she has it in the bag. But like, what a thing to say to the other women, being like, yeah, I told him to waste your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's going to end up with me.
He's never going to pick any of you.
But I want him to spend enough time with you guys to maybe give you a glimmer of hope.
Mm-hmm. But he'll never pick you.
But he's not going to pick you.
Yeah.
He's going to end up with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I don't blame. That would rub me the wrong way as well. Like that. Save it for your confessional. Like that is a great line. Oh my God. So good. Not there.
Yeah. So Martin, the butler, is going to gather the women, tell them, get together, meet the gentlemen for cocktails.
Yes. Meet the men for cocktails. And oh, by the way, there's an elimination.
Yes.
So pack your shit.
Pack up, drink up.
Do they even have cocktails with the men? It's not like the usual like bachelor party where like they don't get time with them.
No, but I think they said like, okay, it's time to start drinking, everybody, because like Suzanne, like at the end of the episode, like she got picked and she is like carrying her drink. Like it was so She's full.
Yeah, she like take a minute to like pick up her martini off of like the coffee table.
Yeah, she's like, I get to stay, everybody.
Honestly, I don't blame them though, because they're probably so riddled with anxiety at this point that, and again, they've been eating nothing but lettuce.
Salad, yeah.
You know, so they only had a quarter of a head of iceberg this night, so they were, you know.
Yeah, okay. So, Jenny, we talked about Sarah Rose. Sarah Rose was spiraling. Sarah Rose is very concerned. She has a plan. We'll get to that in a moment. How about Doris? What is Doris thinking?
Okay, so Doris's comment here, actually, I found very relatable, where she was kind of like talking about how she doesn't want to be fake and she feels like she's put into these situations where she has to like manufacture conversation to like get to know people in this like controlled environment where she's like, oh, what am I going to do? Like, ask what your favorite color is. And she's really struggling with the structure of the show where she kind of has to force herself to like build a connection with someone where maybe it's not naturally occurring because she's running out of time. And I think that's very relatable, because if you're the kind of person where it's like, I don't want to be forced into like a conversation where we're trying to be like, oh, so what do you do for fun? And like, You know what I mean? Like, I found this very, very relatable. And she doesn't want to be fake.
Yeah.
So she's holding herself back, but she's recognizing that that's going to get her sent home.
But if I may respond to the great Doris, like, do you not understand the assignment? Like, do you understand?
Yes, absolutely. I think
do you know this is a Wendy's?
Have you seen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a Wendy's. No, and that's the thing. I think in some cases, like, people sign up for this show and they don't realize, like, that they can't hack it. And I think that that's just the reality here for Doris is she's like, yeah, that sounds fun. Like, I want to get to know some hot men. And, you know, when you get put into a competitive environment, some people are just the kind of person who are like, I am not going to interrupt a conversation to try to get attention from a man. Like, I want it to happen organically. And this is like a produced television show. Yeah. It's not gonna happen.
Look, it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening.
It wasn't happening. All
right. But Sarah Rose has a plan, Jenny. And she feels like
Jenny's plan, to be honest.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
Didn't Jenny.
Oh, I thought you went third person.
Oh God. Well,
I was like, you did what?
I'm always talking about myself. In
yes. So much.
Jenny's literally like shaking.
You said that. That was your quote from you.
Yeah. That's actually my voice. but yeah, Jenny, cause Sarah was getting concerned about getting cut cause she hadn't had time with Kurt. And so Jenny was saying, she's like, you should just write something down in case you don't get time to talk to him. So that Jenny gave her the idea of writing something down,
but
to give to Kurt.
What was the plan here? I like hand him the note before the ceremony.
Well, that's the thing where I got confused because it's like, this isn't like the cocktail party on like The Bachelor, because normally they're socializing with the lead and there's conversation and there's being pulled away. It's like all the cocktail party is, it's on this show, it seems, is like the girls anxious drinking while the two guys stand in that room with the terrible
paintings. Right. I mean, like, it would have made sense, like, if they were in that room and like she's like slid a note under the door.
Yeah.
Like, what's this? Oh, it's a note. It's from Sarah Rose. She says, I still want to make out with you. Don't get rid of me. Like, all right.
Yeah.
I have some new information, Steven.
Which would have been a proper time to do that because the point is that they've already made the decision when they come out to do the ceremony.
Right.
And they aren't even the ones that say who is staying. So clearly, like, they've already like passed the list over.
The
to
launch
Martin.
Codes had already been locked in at that point.
I mean, it's only the second elimination. Maybe Sarah Rose just didn't know what was going to happen. It wasn't the greatest idea. Also, I think that this is a very like, okay, I guess it's like, if you don't think you're going to get the time to talk, if you can get something written down, at least it's a note. Maybe it'll inspire some sort of like mystery, being like, okay, I need to see what else is going on here. At least keep this person around to like discuss this. But like, this literally says, I don't know how to verbalize my feelings.
Did we see what the note said?
No, they didn't.
We never even read it. We read it.
They yada yada'd the note. We
don't know. Next week, will Steven and Kurt be reading the letter a la like Parvati and Russell sitting and reading the letter from JT?
I would love that. That would be beautiful. Over a tall glass of milk.
Yeah.
And three dozen eggs. Okay. I love that.
Jenny, we get our elimination ceremony, and all of a sudden, Sarah Rose stands up as if Martin the butler had just said, all right, if anybody has a hidden immunity idol and you would like to play, this is the time, because Sarah is going to stand up and she's like do her shot in the dark now.
She's got like a legacy advantage or something now.
Here's Sarah.
Can I steal you for a second?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kind of busy.
Yeah,
like,
you know, you can't steal me for a second right now. I'm in the middle of something. Martin the butler is not happy.
What is this, a free-for-all?
That he was incredible. Like, we didn't get enough of Martin tonight, mm-hmm. personally, in my opinion. But what we did get from him was great. He gets so annoyed.
He like, wasn't happy.
He's like, "This is a free for all." And the condescending, "Can I help you, my dear?" Mm-hmm. Which, like, to be fair, this, like, she's like 22. Two. Like, yeah. So
poor Sarah Rose.
You know, it was awkward. And then did he say, "I'm just a bit tiffed"?
Did he say that? I missed that.
I think so, because then one of the girls said, "We're a little tiffed too, Martin."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're all just like talking shit about Sarah together while she's off giving a freaking note to Kurt like it's ninth grade.
A lot of haters in the Joe Millionaire yeah. house.
Yeah.
Jenny.
I mean, gotta get by somehow.
All right. You and I were texting during the episode. You said that yes. This is your favorite part of the show.
And you said the ending?
Yes.
And I said, well, technically, yes, but I love Martin doing the eliminations.
What is it that you love about it?
Okay. One, it's just perfectly awkward because the men just stand there and look at the women while somebody else does their dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
That's so yeah. incredible. But also what I love is that, like, I think he, like, freestyles, like, his sayings, because he doesn't just like he doesn't do, you know, like with The Bachelor where they just like say the name and then give you a rose and like then you're safe. It's like he's got like a little catchphrase that he says for each like person or pair that he's saving at once, and he changes it up, and it's just so funny to me. Like, he starts off with like the very formal. It's like, okay, Carolyn and Jenny, like, for richer or poorer, the gentleman would like to spend another week with you at the manor. And then it's like, and then he kind of gets a little like loose with it where he's just like, you know, and he gets like a couple people in. And he's just like, go upstairs. he gets to Suzette. He's like, you already know what to do. Go off, mm-hmm. go on upstairs. Like,
yeah.
It's so funny. I love it.
Here he is.
That means for you, another week at the manor.
Oh!
The dramatic pause.
Yes. That it looks like it'll be more lettuce and grain alcohol for you, madame. Yeah.
The fast continues.
As they say in my country, it'll be another week of hangovers for you.
Let the gold digging begin.
Yes.
You're digging for food. I don't know where it is. The size doesn't matter of the lettuce you're mm-hmm. eating.
Yeah, that's what Annie was referring to. That was when they talk about the meals at the manor.
Yeah.
My country, they say size matters.
Oh, maybe size doesn't matter. when it comes to the meals. Yeah. Okay. Definitely not a free for all when it comes to eating.
No, not a free for all.
Okay. Anybody surprise you, Jenny, that made it through?
No, I mean, there were a lot of people that just didn't get time. Like, you know, as we mentioned earlier, Suzanne with her cocktail, mm-hmm. Where she's like taking a moment to like gather her alcohol and mm-hmm. like trudge up the stairs. We didn't see her at all up until that point. And then she was the one who said she was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That Rachel got saved, which I don't think I was surprised because, I mean, she at least had a moment with Steven. They kissed.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the two people that he spoke to and kissed, apparently.
Yes, yes.
I think the one thing that did surprise me is that they do, like, this, like, final or, like, bottom three type thing where it's, yeah. like, and I was kind of surprised to see Calla there?
Calla had a real fall from grace from when Kurt was sitting at the piano with her. Calla was the woman, I believe, who got her thumb sucked during last week's episode.
She was the thumb sucky. Yeah.
Did she have a bad tasting thumb, do you think?
Do you think that maybe she just like used hand sanitizer? Maybe. Like she just came back from the bathroom and like hand sanitizer doesn't taste good. So that might have been, this is post COVID filming. So
post COVID. Come on.
Well, post, like, it's not pre COVID.
No.
So it's not it's
mid COVID.
Yeah. It's during COVID. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is no end. Mm-hmm. But that's my take, is that she had just used hand sanitizer and the frosting on the finger was not enough to disguise that bitter taste.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kurt wasn't also feeling it. A woman named Amber was in the final three.
Yes.
Do we know anything about this woman?
Wasn't she the one that was giving the sass?
Oh, that was Amber.
I think so.
Got it. So I think maybe some more sass next week.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give him a little bit of the sass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she'll continue to give a little bit of the sass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jenny, I'm following over on the social media of the Joe Millionaire contestants. Carolyn, super active tonight.
Well, it's a big episode for her.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Carolyn content, and in this house we stand Carolyn Kurt.
Yes. No, did they get retweeted by Carolyn Kurt yet?
I'd be shocked if not. But
21 others, but I'm not sure about the Carolyn Kurt.
Do you think that's like bad form for Kurt to retweet that?
Hmm. Maybe he doesn't stand Caro.
Show his hand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's very obvious he's feeling her. So,
What about now, Jenny?
Exactly. So it's like, obviously, the girls all have to, you know, show that they're very interested in the men, regardless of their placing in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the men have to, you know, play their cards right and not give anything away in terms of.
Mm-hmm.
How things went in this game that we don't understand the rules of, except for that we can't ask.
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Yeah. Kurt Sowers that he tweeted a picture that said Tulum was a business trip, quote, and a picture of him on a boat with two bottles of champagne. It's not like our Kurt to misrepresent something.
Yeah. I mean, he's here as like a, you know, genuine guy and he's not here to deceive any women.
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't do that. We don't do that here anymore.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I hate this photo. He wearing socks. Oh, it's just, sorry, a shadow.
Okay.
I legit thought he was close. Wearing socks.
That was close.
I was dodged a bullet there. Tear this man apart.
Yeah.
Kurt, you last another day in my books. I thought you were wearing socks on a boat.
All right. So, tell me, by the way, Andrea with two E's did retweet a video of her lap dancing on Steven. So, she liked it.
I mean, it was a lap dance to remember.
Said, who's hiring? Question mark. I guess, is she looking for work?
I think if you're on this show, you're looking for work.
This is a job seeker's market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Another thing I just discovered on Kurt's social media. Did you realize that Tamar Braxton has been live tweeting this show?
No. And
he quote tweeted a tweet from Tamar Braxton that said, "Really, Kurt can go home." First of all, she called him Kirk, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He's made his choice already. Can't wait till next week to see if they're still feeling each other. #JoeMillionaire. And then he quote tweeted it and said, Kirk out.
Kirk out. Yeah.
So like, that's kind of funny.
Okay. All right. So maybe Tamar's really into it.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of, okay. So this is the other thing about following the Joe Millionaire account on Twitter is they stay retweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole timeline during the show. If you want to fully immerse yourself in the live tweeting experience of Joe Millionaire, follow the Joe Millionaire account because mm-hmm. you will see literally everyone tweeting about the show. And yeah, I saw a few Tamar Braxton tweets on my timeline tonight. So she's watching.
Okay. All right. Be part of the experience. Live Twitter. Joe Millionaire Twitter is lit.
Yeah, it is lit. Yeah. It is lit for yes. 1 hour.
For 1 hour. This is the hottest Twitter around from 8 to 9 p.m. on Thursday.
On Thursday, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Jenny, what in the world is going on next week on Joe Millionaire?
I have no idea.
And I couldn't even follow.
I closely watched the preview, and I truly don't know, except for that they were in suits, and Kurt is upset about something.
Something
to do with Carolyn. My mm-hmm. guess is, I'm guessing that the drama increases and maybe someone yes. is coming to Kurt. You know, this it's the classic trope of she's not here for the right reasons or she's here for the wrong reasons.
You think she really likes her ex?
Or she's really in it for the money. She talks about how she thinks that you're the millionaire or something mm-hmm. like that.
Good.
So I think that they're.
If I'm Kurt, I'm happy.
You're happy that she thinks that he's the millionaire?
I mean, whatever. I don't care.
He's going to Tulum. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I'd be like, she knew I was poor.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that Kurt and Carolyn end up together? I think that I honestly think the kid and the ex is the deal breaker for this mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah.
I think he really likes her, but I don't know.
I don't know. Carolyn is tweeting up a storm tonight about this, that people who like are saying that they're not gonna, they're not going to stay together. She's like basically saying, stay tuned, eyes emoji.
I mean, that's just drumming up the anticipation, mm-hmm. getting the people talking, got to see what happens next.
I guess so.
Because people don't, well, I mean, take it from Tamar, like people don't want to watch someone that's fixated on just the one person. Like, so we got to think that there's going to be some sort of drama coming our way, and that, you know,
well, we have to hope so.
I hope so, because if this show just becomes about who the last person Steven talked to was, I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will, but I can't.
Okay.
But I will.
All right. Jenny,
but I can't.
what are we doing?
I mean,
well, what's next for us?
What's next for us is if the people still want this, then
the sass.
If they want the sass, I'll bring the sass.
You bring the sass.
I'll bring the sass. I mean, if you feel like it doesn't need to be every single week and it needs to be mm-hmm. every other week, I don't know. What do people feel? Do they feel like if the episode is action packed and you want us to, I want to make you happy, Rob. I want to make people happy.
Yes. Okay. Well, so, think about yourself, Jenny, also. Okay. speaking just for me, as of right now, there are 4,249 ratings for Rob as a podcast. Okay. If we get 11 more ratings,
okay,
I'll come back for at least one more week of Joe Millionaire. Like once okay. we get into okay. Celebrity Big Brother and God knows what else, mm-hmm. this is a slow time for me.
Yeah,
I can come back and talk about Joe Millionaire 1 week, but not without 11 ratings. Even if you have to ask your parents.
I love the negotiation that happens on this podcast every week. It's really fun. I love that.
Go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. Takes you to the Apple Podcast Store. Leave us a star rating. Yes. Preferably an honest 5-star review.
Yes. That's what we would prefer.
Second most preferred, a dishonest 5-star review. Yes.
Listen, we don't really care how we get there. We just want to get there. This is how everyone on this show is feeling.
Okay. Jenny, should we do Joe Millionaire edit talk? Because I really feel like, I can't see anybody else with Kurt but Carolyn.
Yeah, it's hard to see a storyline for anyone else, but...
But let's talk about for Steven, who actually is the Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, he's literally
the Joe Millionaire.
And I mean, I guess it still falls into the, like they don't know for sure that he's a millionaire, but he is.
But who's the leader?
I don't know. I felt like I'd never seen him talk to Rachel before, and then he kissed her.
Yes.
And I'd never seen him talk to Annie before, and he kissed her. The person that I thought he had like the most in common with and like a good conversation with was like the Brianne or something at the honky tonk.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Where she said that she had like a country family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really know what he's looking for.
What about Jenny? Is she in the mix?
She might be, but it might just be because they had a good date and they had one-on-one time. I'm telling you, I cannot figure out what this man's type is or who he likes because it just seems to be whoever he's talked to.
Okay. I need to know who in this house do we stand with Steven?
Yes. I need to know who to make that tweet for. I'm going to copy. I'm going to copy paste.
In this house, we stand Joe Millionaire.
Yeah. that would do numbers, that tweet.
You think so? Okay.
Stand.
All right. Hashtag you're the new Brian Scally now.
Oh my God. I can't take that pressure.
You did it. Okay. 11 ratings and reviews.
All right.
Okay. And then
let's do it.
Yes. And if you have a Joe Millionaire feedback question, you can leave it as your review.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good way.
That is the only feedback questions we will answer on this podcast.
Yeah. If you want us to answer your feedback question, it needs to be part of a review.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I think that's fair.
The Joe Millionaire podcast runs on Apple Podcast reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what fuels us.
And you could subscribe to the podcast at robisawebsite.com/subscribe.
Yeah.
This is from
highly recommend.
One of our reviewers who says, probably Hangry is their name. Please watch it so I don't have to.
We're doing it, okay? Mm-hmm. Probably Hangry. You know who else is probably Hangry? The whole cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Charlie 1234567890 says, only 5 more and they'll do the episodes. More Jenny shaking.
She's been shaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jenny, what's coming up for you?
Not a whole lot. Just waiting to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
The occasional Sunday with Puya and the gang playing Goose Goose Duck. That's been fun. But this is a busy time for my professional life. So
yes.
Mostly focusing on that.
Wow.
It's not a great time to work in education, Rob.
No. Why not?
I don't know what the situation is down there, but like up here in Ontario, Canada right
yes.
now,
are there issues?
We just came back from the holiday and, all the learning is remote right now.
Yeah.
There's lots of, confusion about when we go back to campus and stuff. It's a hard time to work. I mean, it's not as hard as being like a frontline worker or anything like that.
Goes without saying. Yes.
it's not great working in education right now. It's very, very hard. So I'm keeping myself busy with that. But in between that, I enjoy the opportunities to talk about ridiculous stuff like this with you. And as I mentioned last week, hoping to get to talk to Kirsten McInnes at some point about the new season of Too Hot to Handle that I believe comes out next week.
I believe it's Wednesday. Yeah. So it's going to be busy week. Busy
more
week for the hot dummies. Yeah.
Yes. So many hot dummies. That's what I love. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably be popping into your podcast feed at some point to talk with Kirsten, which is always a great time. And other than that, yeah, just 11 more ratings, guys, and you'll get us back next week. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. All right.
Jenny's literally like shaking.
I'm shaking my little, my gold pan.
Yeah. You know, that just reminded me that last week, didn't Carolyn have the gold things under her eyes?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
Panning for gold, as they like to say in my country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Okay. We got so much going on. The Amazing Race is happening. I've got Survivor interviews right now. So all of that is happening. I'm covering 90 Day Fiance as well with Puya Zambichilli. I talked about the entire series of Full House with my family yesterday, Jenny.
I saw that got posted. I haven't had a chance to listen yet, but yes. I heard it's adorable.
Well, yes. And I cut out all of the non-adorable parts. So
you don't have to be only adorable.
Yeah, I cut out all the parts. So I said, guys, talk into the microphone. Talk into the microphone. Put that down. Stop touching that. Stop touching. Put down the wire. Stop.
I'm impressed you got it, like, uploaded so quickly if you had to do that much editing. Mm-hmm.
A lot of editing. The hardest I've had to work on editing a podcast in 2 years. My family.
Is that the first family podcast?
Yes. And the last.
Wow.
And the last, Jenny.
And the last.
You say that now,
Rob.
It's too much.
Dominic, people are going to be clamoring for more.
Dominic can come back, but that's, we'll see. All right.
Just Dominic, not Nicole.
Nicole's fine too. But one-on-one. I don't think we need that many people in this room. All
Give Anthony a couple of years. Yeah. He'll be a great podcast guest.
All right. robisatwebsite.com/iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. And hopefully next week, we will see if we come back for...
That means for you, another week at the Manor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.